All That We Intend is scrawled in sand. Written by Flower Parrish and read by K-Burb. This is a DC Marvel crossover fic, rated general audiences, in which no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship between Phil Coulson / Jim Gordon and is tagged with mutual pining, texting, introspection, developing relationship, long-suffering Jim Gordon, and hopeful ending. Should not change our plans when we begin again. We begin again. Jim wakes up a few days after the world tried to end. Again, of course. Sometimes Jim wonders if the world's always tried to end this often, and if now that information spreads so quickly, they're just more aware of it. It's not his problem to fix. Jim's problem is isolated to keeping Gotham going, trying to fight back against the looting that always skyrockets when the apocalypse seems nigh, trying to keep people safe. Not to mention he's to keep his own dumb superheroes in line. He's not about to go worrying about other heroes trying to save the world when Gotham's bats and birds are a handful enough. But Jim wakes up a few days after the world tries to end, again, to a text on his phone. Unknown number, and it reads, "Any advice for wrangling capes?" He laughs, surprising himself with how amused he is at the message. Phil always texts from a new and unknown number, but Jim always knows exactly who it is. Phil texts like they've had one long conversation going since they first met over a decade ago, as if all the time in between each new exchange could never be enough to interrupt the flow of it. Jim's not sure what it means that he's right, that he can remember each important moment in the ebb and flow of this conversation, and that it feels less like an exchange of information and more like they're building something with each new word they add. A bridge that could span the space between them, maybe. One that could withstand the stress of their different duties and obligations. It's a nice thought, if a fanciful one. He makes coffee before he settles down at the table to compose a response. "Don't let them know when they're getting to you," he decides to send. They can sense weakness and will capitalize on it. He can't see Phil, but he can perfectly imagine the way his lips will curl up just a bit, just for a moment, when he reads Jim's reply. The way his breath will hitch just a bit with a laugh he isn't willing to give in to, not if anyone else is around to hear it. He misses Phil's smile, Phil's laugh, and that's probably what brings him to send another text right after the first one. "And you commiserate with people who understand. Drinks on me next time you're in town." Jim's coffee is gone by the time Phil replies, but it's not the caffeine that quickens Jim's heart rate when he reads Phil's words. It's the implication in them. It's a date. The end. When we be